There have been over 200 active shooter events since 1966. The Sandy Hook tragedy really shocked a lot of people to realize that very young children were vulnerable to such a vicious attack. We prepare people at a very early age how to respond to a tornado, a fire, and even earthquakes. Unfortunately, in this day and age, we need to add to that specific training a way to prepare people should an active killer enter their school, workplace, or any other public area like a mall or a theater.
You and Dr. Moon are working with Chief Jason Willis of the NKU Police. What is the acronym ALICE and what is the training all about?
The acronym ALICE stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. Alert is the initial indication that there's something wrong, and this can be anything from a scream, a gunshot, seeing somebody with a gun. Be sure to call 911 and provide detailed information. The next one is lockdown, and this is to actually secure your current location. You want to make sure you lock the door, turn out the lights, and also what's important is to actually barricade the door and do not open it for anybody. We want to make sure you silence your cell phones. And during this time, you also want to start to look for alternate escape routes, like through a window. And also begin gathering weapons to help prepare yourself for a counterattack if that barricade is breached. Inform means to provide real-time updates. This is providing updates to 911, especially if you know where the killer's located. Other ways, especially in the technology age today, you can also update people via Facebook, Twitter, or even text messages. The next one is counter, and essentially here we're telling you you're going to have to fight for your life. Counter is used only as a last resort. If you can lock down or you can evacuate, these are always going to be better strategies. But there are times when you are going to have to fight back. You spread out. You create chaos. You make noise. And essentially what we're telling people is to make yourself a hard, dynamic target for the shooter. And the last one is evacuate. And this is essentially get out. You need to decide if you can safely evacuate the area in which you're currently located.
One of the common themes that we hear from victims is the feeling of helplessness, and you suggest some very clever strategies for survival, such as using a belt around a doorknob to keep a shooter from entering a room. Tell me about that.
Yes, you can use a belt, a backpack strap, or even a tie or shoelaces to wrap around a belt and then use your body weight as leverage in order to secure that room. You also can barricade that room with any available object that you have. It could be anything that you have in your room in order to stop that offender from gaining entry into your room. At Virginia Tech, they even barricaded their doors with their bodies and their feet. So if you don't have any movable objects in your room, you might use your own body in order to stop that offender from entering your room.
The great thing that you do with this training is you provide people with real options. What are the important things that people should know about protecting themselves in a dangerous situation if they haven't been through the ALICE training?
Well, like any other dangerous situation, preparation is going to be your key to survival. So realize this is going to be a dynamic, scary, very loud event, but knowing that you do have these options and that you actually can survive will provide you with some sense of empowerment during what could be a very chaotic and potentially deadly situation.
You can find out how to get more information about ALICE training on our website at wnku.org under regional news. Dr. Johnson, Dr. Moon, thank you.
Thank you.